A very good afternoon and welcome to Bamboo's Pitch. We will kick off this presentation in style by introducing ourselves through an audio tour while highlighting our favorite works of art. First up, Sander Bolten.
Well, hello there and pleased to meet you. My name is Sander Bolten and I help clients to discover their tone of voice and to find the subject and medium that best fit their identity, so I can produce quality content that meets its purpose. My specialties include copywriting and concept development, and I have a super cute dog by the name of Kos. My favorite work of art is Constantin Mancucci's studio in Paris. And I'm actually cheating, because it's the workplace of an artist, and technically not a singular piece of art, but it feels like a work of art in its own right. It's a reconstruction of his atelier and presented as a museum space with iconic pieces. From the very first moment I entered the studio, I was fascinated by the connections between the works themselves and the holistic approach to the overall space. I can sit there for hours and just take in all the beauty.
For years, Christopher Niemann spent every Sunday conducting a drawing experiment. He would sit down with a blank piece of paper and a random everyday object. He never knew what he was going to draw, only that his drawing would include whatever object was in front of him. And so he would turn pennies into scoops of ice cream, or bananas into horse legs, or highlighters into lightsabers. His perspective and approach inspires me, that not everything is what it seems. It can be much more. In my humble opinion, creativity is the remix of copy, transform, and combine. This same recipe reflects my work at Bamboo. My name is Thierry de Vries. I'm one of the co-founders of Bamboo and also Happy App.
The Spanish painter Salvador Dalí created this painting in 1931, which is called The Persistence of Memory. It's a surrealistic work that depicts a kind of dream world, in which the viewer starts to wonder about what their life actually means. Why are we so quick on time, for example? Time, in Dalí's painting, seems to be rather vulnerable. However, it's interpreted by experts, Dalí himself has never given an explanation for his works. Another nice fact, some people think that Einstein, in inventing his theory of relativity, was partly inspired by this painting. For me, the strength of this painting lies in the space where reflection and ambition comes together. It's a powerful cocktail that, if you dose the ingredients well, forms the basis for achieving your goals. The only thing that needs to be added is some imagination. My impact lies in innovating and improving digital processes. At ease in fast-paced environments where learning and experimentation are part of the daily heartbeat. A strong believer of focus, structure and goals, which are the building blocks of any challenge, both in business and private. The proof for me lies in my recently finished Ironman. Despite the surrealistic and artistic character of this painting, it reminds me to combine imagination, reflection and the power of execution to achieve your goals together.
Right now, you're looking to the world-famous painting The Girl with the Pearl Earring, Het Meisje met de Parel. By the way, my name is Job Goslinga, and I'm the co-founder and managing director of Captains, a new media agency specialized in creating stories and distribute them via new media. Right now, you're looking to very old media, a painting. And what I really like about paintings are the stories they tell. Like the story Vincent Eeke once told me. He's a well-known astronomer in Holland, and he figured out that the reflection of the pearl isn't the one of a real pearl. So actually, the name of this world-famous painting is false. The painter of this painting, Johannes Vermeer, is from Delft, and it can't be a coincidence that we are too. We're located in the old station of Delft. It could be a museum, but it is our office, and we are happy to welcome you there.
Art is the story of the human condition. A moment of freedom, captured in time, and presented on a canvas. I tend to like these abstract paintings, so I can wander off my thoughts and leave more to my imagination. This sensation releases dopamine in the brains and stimulates behavior, wanted and unwanted. It takes time to see all the details, the lining and different shapes, until you find the story. This is the same when working on projects for my clients. I like to help and guide, engage and inspire, as if you were holding hands, together, exploring the different paths. And in this spirit, I want to share my favorite story.
Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this audio tour as much as we enjoyed making it. We will continue our presentation on screen. Don't forget to raise your hand if you have any questions and enjoy the rest of the ride.